May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 1047. By whom shall Jacob now arise? For Jacob's friends are few. And what should fill us with surprise? They seem divided too. Hymn 1047.
To read together from his holy word, from Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1. The epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, and of the love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. For this cause we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh, for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labour, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word. May he now help us and teach us to pray. Almighty God, dear Lord, can we come once more? Can we venture on thy holy name? Can we come, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name? Can we take thy precious name upon our sinful lips? But Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Lord, thou wilt not turn the sinner away that pleads for Jesus' sake. Blessed, blessed be thy holy name. And that's our only hope. For Lord, we come a beggar poor, but Lord, we would be found at mercy's door. We come one of the earth and earthy. We come, Lord, wallowing in the mire of sin. We come with an evil imagination of the heart continually. We come as one. Lord, out of the heart proceed those things that defile a man. And dear Lord, how they do. And Lord, we prove that they separate. We prove in and of ourselves, Lord, we have no standing. We can't boast of anything. Oh, foul though, to the fountain we would fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. Help, Lord. Oh, do help us to lay hold, to lay help upon one that is mighty. Help us, dear Lord, to plead that precious name, to know healing virtue to flow, to know strengthening mercies. Oh, leave us not to be weary in well-doing. But, oh Lord, men ought always to pray and not to faint. And thou knowest, thy dear people here, and that they need this night, as they would venture once more. and plead, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, but oh, do favour us also to come with praise and thanksgiving. Lord, how great is thy goodness. How great, Lord, are thy mercies lengthened out. We are not worthy of the least of them. Lord, oh, the sin, the uncleanness, unclean, unclean, we have to cry. But oh, still there is a pouring out, oh, of thy great goodness and mercy. We have to say, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretch as me? And yet, Lord, we would still look again toward thy holy temple. We would still see through thy word. We would see in that precious name, the Lord Jesus, oh, that blessed fullness. And we would venture, Lord, in all our guilt and all our filth and all our need then. Oh, remember me, O my God, concerning this also. We come with many also, even, Lord, as we know favours and mercies and blessings. But, Lord, we would not be left careless and indifferent. We would not, as it were, take thy mercies for granted. We would not come with arrogance in our mouth, but oh, we would come humbly and reverently before thee. Oh, we would come in thy fear. We have to come at times trembling, O Lord. But oh, to know, Lord, that blessedly flows, a pure river, clear as crystal. Lord, that proceeds out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And it's a river, dear Lord. Oh, to blessedly know it then. Hear prayer, this dear church and people. Each cause of truth represented here this night. Hear prayer for the dear children, younger ones, those fast growing up in years. Oh, we do plead that they might be all taught of the Lord. We do plead that thou would begin, and oh, Lord, in mercy, Lord, put thy hands upon the children and bless them. Bless those things attended to in the Sunday school. May there be that still to consider, to meditate upon. Oh, may there be that to spread before the Lord. We do plead then that they may be all taught of the Lord. Oh, they may not be left to, Lord, nature's darkness. They may not be left, Lord, abandoned, as it were, reprobates. Oh, but thou would blessedly gather them. Thou would, Lord, cause them to hear thy voice. Thou would bring them and, oh, gather them from this waste howling wilderness. Lead them into the truth as it is in Jesus. Show them what they are. And, oh, Lord, favour them to consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And there may be those at times with many fears. There may be those at times much cast down. There may be those at times that feel that no man careth for my soul. Oh, do thou come to them, dear Lord. Leave them not out. Lord, no case is too hard for thee. Oh, didst thou not heal them all that were brought to thee? Oh, thou canst heal, Lord, whether it be in body, in mind, in soul. Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God, that thou mayest know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Oh, thou didst say to the sick of the palsy, arise, and he arose. Oh, to know then, and may those younger in years seek for it, the forgiveness, that blessed washing in the blood of a lamb, that blotting out, that taking into the land of forgetfulness. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. O Lord, the great need. Hear prayer, O each of the dear families. Lord, dear parents, grandparents, those in the wider family circle, we would not forget mothers, fathers in Israel for this child, I pray. O Lord, do bind this dear people in thy fear and in thy love. Lord, may there be that determination among them to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Lord, oh, to be careful. And we do need that keeping. Oh, to be favoured. Much prayer. Much bearing of one another's burdens. And so fulfilling the law of Christ. We would not, Lord, wrongly pry. We would not wrongly be busybody in other men's matters. But Lord, thou knowest each need. Lord, thou dost know why the very, Lord, sparrows thou dost know. Not one sparrow falls to the ground and thou dost not know it. The very hairs of our head are all numbered. Such knowledge too wonderful for me. But Lord, oh, to rightly commit our way unto the Lord, to trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Remember in much mercy then troubled ones, afar off ones, lonely ones, sorrowful ones. Oh, may they prove, dear Lord. Lord, thy help. As a mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. May there be a proving, my grace sufficient for thee, strength made perfect in weakness, in those in affliction, in those in old age and all that it means, in those that in love bear the burden with the afflicted. They need thee. O Lord, we do plead then that thou would undertake, dear Lord, in this. And now, Lord, oh, do remember exercised and burdened souls, souls looking unto thee. Lord, thou dost know the way that they take. When thou hast tried them, they shall come forth as gold. But do encourage them. Oh, rend the heavens and come down, strengthen them. And Lord, blessedly gather them at times. May there be a word in season from them, from time to time, a very present help in the time of need. Lord, do thou work amongst this church and people then, to thy honour, glory and praise. May there be that coming forth, that building on that one foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified, approving, on this rock I will build my church, and the powers of hell shall not prevail against it. Lord, do, in thy rich mercy, remember there, dear deacons, one at the death, his brother deacon, in all the needs and concerns this church and people. Oh, Lord, may there be, Lord, that knitting together in love. We pray once more for that bearing of one another's burdens then, lifting up those arms in prayer, in mercy. Do remember each, Lord, and we think of those at home as they gather this night, and we think of thy dear servant. We think, Lord, of those in old age, in affliction. Lord, those in loneliness, do draw near to them. Oh, may there be a comfort ye my people, saith your God, a speaking comfortably to Jerusalem. But Lord, still we pray that thou would send forth to thy honour, glory and praise. We pray the Lord of the harvest. Lord, this is thy work. But oh, may the dead hear thy voice. May there be, Lord, that compelling power going out into the highways, hedges, that about the houses of prayer. Oh, do thou blessedly work in this. And Lord, oh, do favour us humbly from the dust to see it, to thy honour, glory and praise. Remember then those in particular trouble and particular need. Oh, do meet their need, we humbly pray. Send no praying soul empty away this night. And Lord, any that come in careless, indifferent, any afar off, oh, thou canst meet with them. Could that blessed day roll on apace? Oh, could it be known a set time to call out of nature's darkness to thy marvellous light? Oh, the in the beginning God. Lord, we do plead then thy mercy and hear prayer for those, Lord, afar off, may have left thy house. Lord, thou dost know where they are, but thou canst bring them back. Thou canst blessedly work in them to thy honour, glory, praise. Remember those, Lord, at home. Remember those unable to come up to thy house. My dear friend, in our old age, younger ones, looking after the little ones, we pray for them. We pray that thou hast drawn near. Be their help and be their God. Be their strength. And oh, Lord, from time to time, draw near and bless. Thou hast blessed. And Lord, thou wilt yet bless. Blessed be thy holy name. And Lord, oh, if it be thy will, we are to come to thy table. Oh, to be favoured, to consider him. Oh, to come and know my Lord and my God. To know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. Lord, remember us then. Help us to remember thee. And Lord, their exercise and burden ones, do thou speak the word to them. This is the way. Walk ye in it. It is done as thou hast commanded. And yet there is room. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord, do help in the singing of the hymns. Help as we would turn to thy word. Oh, to find the deep that couches beneath. Oh, to be led as a little child into the truth as it is in Jesus. We plead, certainly I will be with thee. We plead that thou would open our mouth wide, do thou fill it. Dip our foot in oil, make us acceptable to the brethren. We need it once more, dear Lord. To be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message then. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Oh, dear Lord, have mercy upon us and help us then. We would not forget our land and nation. We would not forget those in authority over us. O Lord, do thou rule and overrule for good. Raise up men, women of prayer that know what Israel ought to do. Could we see a returning to thine own word? Lord, oh, we've got much to mourn over. And not a stone to cast, but leave us not to corruption. Leave us not to all that we are. We pray for our royal house then. We pray for those in our parliament. We pray for those in authority in so many ways. And those at home, those abroad. Hear prayer for them. And Lord, oh, may there be prayer. And may there be praise. Lord, favour us then. Lord, as a land and nation still, lengthen out those mercies we do know. And oh, as the wicked plotteth, those of the synagogue of Satan, the power of darkness, those, Lord, as the wicked truly spread themselves as a green bay tree, great power. Blessed Lamb, do thou overcome, overcome. We ask it all in that one precious name, the name of Jesus, for his sake. Amen.
Hymn number 233. The sinner that truly believes and trusts in his crucified God, his justification receives, redemption in full through his blood. Though thousands and thousands of foes against him in malice unite, their rage he through Christ can oppose. Led forth by the Spirit to fight. Hymn 233.
Thank you.
humble and complete dependence upon the Lord for needed help. I direct your prayerful attention to the portion that we read in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1, and the first part of verse 20. Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 1, the first part of verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. The verse goes on, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth, or things in heaven. The marginal rendering is, and making peace through the blood of his cross. This morning, of course, the word was, and he, bearing his cross, went forth. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. Do you need it, sinner? Dear Paul, in writing to those at Colossae, we understand, if I understand the word aright, he hadn't gathered with them, but he'd heard of them. Heard of that beginning. Heard of that faith in Christ Jesus, and there was a bond there. There's a bond in love, and there was a bond in blood. Colossae, situated in a beautiful valley in Turkey, modern-day Turkey. And we understand that wasn't so many years after we believe this letter was written, it was a great earthquake in those parts, how they needed, and how they needed to be prepared for all the Lord's will, and how they needed this precious, precious making peace by the blood of his cross. How remarkable that the Lord puts in the hearts of one and another still that to his honour, glory and praise, to wrestle, to bear before. Paul, was his interest only in those that he knew? Those it literally met. Does not our hearts go out at times to the Lord's afflicted people? Those in particular need, those in particular persecution, those under particular threat. Those of Colossae, there was a great danger. There was a great danger of false teaching. There was a great danger of that being mixed. Something working its way in. Oh, that abroad in our land and nation still. Something. And the enemy works very subtly to bring down from the preaching of the cross, from Jesus Christ and him crucified, from that making peace by the blood of his cross. Oh, my dear friends and dear younger friends, oh, be very, very careful. Keep to the old paths. Keep to his precious word. Keep close to the footsteps of the flock, looking unto Jesus. The canon of Scripture is closed, and there are very, very solemn things written in it concerning those that would take away anything from it or adding anything to it. We stand, and we would stand alone on that rock which is Christ, that finished work. And may the Lord never, never leave us, never, never forsake us to anything of self and sense and reason and the old flesh and those things of man, as where dear Paul was, as his very heart and his very soul went out to those at Colossae, as he would blessedly warn, exhort, command, having made peace through the blood of his cross. As he writes to them, there is that blessedly opens up the fullness in Christ Jesus. Just hesitate there for a moment. There's a guilty sinner. There's a burdened sinner. There's a far-off sinner. One knowing the power of sin, the drawing of sin, the wallowing in the mire of sin, the grip of sin. And can in no wise lift themselves up. The fullness in Christ Jesus can reach still to the foulest sinner out of hell that lives to feel his need. Welcome to the throne of grace. The Saviour's blood to plead. But this word, I humbly trust, along with that word, and he bearing his cross laid upon me, I venture with it, and having made peace, or making peace, through the blood of his cross. What a mercy that we know in our day. I know those conflicts. I know that there are those from this land in the midst of dreadful conflict. What a mercy that we do know and enjoy in good measure peace. There's only one place you know it stems from. Yes, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And oh, as we've been granted that peace, and in the Lord's mercy, we can gather around his word. We can raise up our dear families in this time of peace. Oh, to humbly from time to time give thanks for it. Some of those dear aged saints in Christ Jesus, they've testified of former days. They've testified where this has not been so. And oh, the horrors and the terrors and the blessings of peace and those many, many prayers. May the Lord lengthen these things out. And as we read through the Word of God, there are those things, a time of war and a time of peace. The Lord and the Lord alone can lengthen it out to us, but oh, to rightly use it to his honour, glory and praise, not to take it for granted, but this is a spiritual word. This is that for sinners. And whether it's in the midst of conflict, or whether it's in a time of peace, the Lord can blessedly work. He can indeed. He's worked in those in the midst of conflict. And he blessedly works also in those in peace. The time of peace. But what does dear Paul mean then? In the time, in the day, in the generation in which this word was first written and handed down to us, was a time of peace in large measure. But what did he see? And what is within man? What is there that lurks deep within? What is there that rages as a troubled sea? What is there that is as a storm? Oh, bring such dark clouds and thunders loud. What is there that man goes out after? What is there that man loves? Sin, sin, and sin again. More sin continually. We have that within us. We are born to the trouble of it as the sparks fly upward. Do you know the rage of it? And do you know the awful consequences of it? Do you know that stirred up, that touch continually? But oh, more so in the light of the Lord's pure, holy, undefiled word, in the light of the everlasting gospel, in the light of those, yes, blessed, those blessed in Christ Jesus, those blessed to know the forgiveness of sins, those washed in that precious blood of the Lamb, those redeemed, those made white. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Where have they found it, seeking soul? Where have they found it, sinner? Only here. Now come. Do you try to read his word? Now come, do you try to read those accounts of those of old? Now come, do you try to pray your way along? But does the old enemy stand at the right hand to resist? Do you find so often that you skim the word? There's not that that goes home. There's not that that satisfies. You would find that that is deep.
You would find that that is pure. You would find that that is holy. You would find that that is blessed. But in all of yourself, you can't find it. You try to amend your ways. Do you try to mend broken fences? Do you try to forget those things behind and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Do you try to confess your sin? Or do you fail in it? Is your prayer, do you go out with dear Job at times, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat." This is it, so. The one and one alone, having made peace. Let's first of all try and look at it like that. Having made peace, one precious place, and one place alone. And he, bearing his cross, went forth, what for? To make that peace. And having made peace, through that precious blood of the Lamb, the blood of his cross, nailed to that cross. Oh, is it precious to you, sinner? Would you come there? Would you be found there? Is there such a fullness in it that was with dear Paul? Oh, to know this flowing. Oh, to know this mercy, oh, to know this finished work, and that that blessedly flows from Calvary. And the peace here. Now, let's go to the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Tiberias. Oh, the storm. The rage, the toiling in rowing. That's where the dear disciples were. Is that where you are? And Master, carest thou not that we perish? But oh, those unspeakably precious words, "Peace, be still." Having made peace by the blood of his cross. A great calm. A great contrast. Would you know this peace? Oh, is there that conflict? Is there that rage? Is there that with confused noise? Is there that that threatens? Is there that that overcomes? Oh Lord, I would seek to know this precious peace and this peace of God that passeth understanding. It's here, soul. Pray for it. Plead for it. Wrestle for it. Long for it. Oh, may your very hearts, your very souls be on the stretch for it. And having made peace through the blood of his cross. So, if I know anything of it, this will be increasingly precious. Why daily you add sin to sin? Daily, oh, add to that awful catalogue, that awful record, that awful mountain. and daily to plead, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Daily to see that the blessedly flows, and oh, you would. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh, this far-off sinner, and coming fresh from sin at times. Oh, the Lord knows. Yes, you would know, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Now then, are there those things that trouble? Are there those things that concern? Are there those things that come? Are there those things you need the Lord to deal with? The Lord to undertake? The Lord to manage? The Lord to prevent it by thy grace? Do thou be, dear Lord, my hiding place. This peace, it reconciles. Understand, it's going on for a moment, a bit further into this verse, to reconcile. There is this in the original language that really speaks of what we would call in these days a modern day court situation. There's that that points the finger. There's that that accuses. There's that where you stand guilty, where you stand condemned. You know, in the courts in our land, and some of us have been involved in some measure in business in these things. Oh, a good lawyer or a good barrister in the court, he'll strip away all, or she will strip away all that they try to bring in to distract and try to bring in other things, and they'll lay bare what really matters, what the core of the matter is. And it's not a pretty sight to reduce somebody, to lay bare somebody, to strip away all defences and make them to realise really what they are accused of. And this is how this word, something of the original here, something of the deep that couches beneath here. But then, there is one that comes in. Oh, this poor, stripped down soul. Oh, there is one that comes in and brings that that is so precious to that one reduced to nothing that stands defenseless. And oh, he blessedly points. Having made peace through the blood of his cross, he's borne it. He's carried it. He's dealt with it. He's blessedly washed it away. He stood in the sinner's room, place, and stead And now he stands between, as it were, in garments dyed in blood. This is holy ground. Would you be found there, sinner? Do you know something of this work? Have you been stripped and laid bare? The very core of the matter? But oh, there's one here. Blessed, blessed be his holy name. May peace through the blood of his cross. That'll bring you down. That'll make you blessedly, blessedly. It'll help you to come. Oh, favour you to come and be found looking unto Jesus. And oh, so humbled in the dust. My Lord and my God, we're back to it again. Would you depart from it? Would you blessedly know it? By him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say. By him. Oh, dear Paul is so emphatic. By him. But dear soul, the Lord knows where you may be found this night. The Lord knows what may threaten. The Lord knows the gathering storm. The Lord knows what the accuser of the brethren may be speaking. The Lord knows, yes, oh, that battle with confused noise. That dwells within, as it were, the company of two armies, that bitterly opposed to all that is good, all that is precious, all that is blessed. And making peace. Making peace. Lord, thou canst do it. Thou canst reconcile. Thou canst speak, the peace be still. And there was a great calm. Jonah knew it. Or those in the boat rather did. Jonah had got to sink. Jonah had got to come down. Jonah had got to be found in darkness. Jonah had got to be found in the certainty of death. But then there was that oh, looked again toward his holy temple, making peace through the blood of his cross. Faith, blessedly going out. Trust, hope, belief in Christ Jesus. Have you tried it? Yourself to make peace? Have you tried to bring it about? Have you utterly failed in it? But the Lord can do it. From time to time, in our little pathways, there are those things, it may be a hasty word, it may be that done, it may be that undone. We come to the end of a day, and oh, we have much to confess before the throne of grace. Our failings and all that we are. But Lord, do thou make peace. Do thou pour oil on troubled waters. Have you known it when the Lord has done it? Have you known His restoring mercy? Oh, He is able to reconcile all things unto Himself, dear soul. You plead to blessedly know it. But also, those things that come, the power of man, the power of darkness, those of the synagogue of Satan, those in whom the enemy works, you know, those keepers of the tomb, became as dead men when the angel of God descended and rolled away the stone. The Lord can shut, and He did in dear Daniel's day, the lion's mouths, making peace by the blood of His cross. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Whatever the mountain be, so. Whatever the impossibility be, so. Making peace by the blood of His cross. Lord, Thou canst do it. But there's also this. Oh, Paul. And he repeats it more than once, whereof I am made a minister. He had a burden. A burden in Christ Jesus, that the Lord had given. Do you have a burden? And do you bear others before the throne of grace in love? You can't look into their heart. You may know a little of their pathway. And I don't bring in here only those found gathered this night. There may be those afar off. There may be those that seem careless, indifferent, having no desire for this precious truth, having no desire for this that dear Paul speaks of, but making peace through the blood of His cross. Lord, Thou canst command peace in them. Thou canst bring to an end the rage of sin. What an evidence on that Damascus road. What an evidence in Saul of Tarsus. Not only satisfied with all the havoc that he'd wrought at Jerusalem, now having received those letters from the high priest, having received that commission from man, he's determined to hale men and women to prison in Damascus also. Hard for thee to kick against the pricks, but he did so. Until the Lord met with him. Where now's the rage? Oh, make him peace. As dear Paul writes to those at Colossae, there was that of his own experience that he was writing of and bringing forth. Oh, there was that he could blessedly marvel at. And so, he can do it. Oh, that the Lord would still in our day and generation, those that rage against His precious word, rage against His people, those in our land raised up, and oh, they would know nothing of those blessings handed down to us. They would tear them all away. But the Lord is able. The Lord is able to work still in our land, and the Lord is able to make peace through the blood of his cross. O Lord, do it then for thy great name's sake. O Lord, appear. O Lord, make bare thy holy arm, plant thine arm out of thy bosom, making peace by the blood of his cross. And a personal word. I know nothing, and I would know nothing among you, but as it comes, and it comes without any prior thought, a good number of years ago now, a minister of Christ came up in our pulpit at home, and he touched on something, and he said, that has got to be made right, making peace by the blood of his cross. Well, it was a word, something that got to be made right from years ago, but it was not forgotten by either party. I took that to prayer. Lord, how could that be made right? Remarkably, I was at home decorating that week, and before the end of the week, the telephone rang. I was on my own. And it was that person, and it was that thing that my very heart had gone to under the ministry of the word. I had to take the opportunity. Peace. Making peace by the blood of his cross. And I was able to point to that spoken on the Lord's day. The Lord can do it, soul. The Lord can do it. You pray for it, whatever it may be, and however along it's been carried, making peace by the blood of his cross. Where is it, and when is it, that brethren all agree? We have said it this morning, but a bare repetition is when nothing in themselves they see. But Jesus Christ is all in all. One other thought, I must come to a close. There was that. A dying man. A dear servant of Christ went to him, and he also spoke to another, and there was a reconciliation on the deathbed, making peace by the blood of his cross. Oh, soul, this is precious, but oh, the Lord knows. The Lord knows your need. Plead the word before him. Spread the word before the throne of grace. Whatever it may be, oh, may the Lord command that peace of God that passeth understanding concerning it. And may you know and do his holy
will concerning it. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £709, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Raymond Woodhams next Lord's Day, and he will, God willing, address the Sunday school in the afternoon. Let us close with hymn 984. Hark how the gospel trumpet sounds. Christ and free grace therein abounds, free grace to such a sin as me, and if free grace, why not for me? Hymn 984.
Thank you.
spoken amiss. But do bless, abundantly bless thine own pure word. May there be that to take home, that to spread before the Lord. Now do take us to the close of the services of thy house in peace and safety then. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.